Okay, I'm talking today with Alfreda Dudler, Leamington. All right, Alfreda, you're a native of the Leamington area, is that correct?
That's right.
You were born here?
I was born and raised right in the center.
Okay.
Lived here all my life.
All your life. You've never lived anywhere else? Or?
Well, I've been away for a couple of years occasionally, but I've been
generally you've been around here. Okay. Your affiliation, Mennonite Church, is what? Are you GC?
Yes,
General Conference. Okay. Okay, that's great. and your brother is Arthur of NGC. Okay. Two brothers.
I have three brothers.
Oh. Are the other two involved in church work as well?
My youngest brother, John, served 2 years in Europe and back.
Oh. Okay. Now, I'm not sure which to start with first. Why don't you tell me when you first heard about the Mennonites from Mexico? When did you first hear about them? Was that before you got involved in
GC? There was a family living in next door in the other house here for a very short, brief period after we moved out of that house about 20 years ago.
Is that still your parents' house?
Not anymore. The farm has been sold now.
Okay. So there was a family that was, when was that?
Okay.
Approximately how long ago was it?
Between 15 and 20 years ago.
Okay. So it could have been about 64?
Approximately.
Okay. And they moved in here, but where they were working?
The house was empty just briefly then. And they came and noticed an empty house. And is it possible to live in? And they moved, asked one day and moved in the next, I believe.
Hmm. Okay. And, okay, so then that would have been your first contact with them? Did you get to know them fairly well then? Or?
Somewhat, yes. I got to know a few things that were just a little bit, seemed a little strange to me.
Mm-hmm. And then you were found out that there were others around the area at that point? You hadn't until that point?
Yes, I had heard of a friend of mine who was teaching school, a rural school. Mm-hmm. We still had smaller schools. About 20 years ago before the schools were inaugurated.
Right.
She had these little people at Tlokicha that had come from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, so she was giving them, tutoring them, giving them English lessons. And she mentioned how they were so willing to learn, and they were much better behaved than the general, the ones she encountered at that time.
Okay. What was your next, how did the contact go after that then? Did you become more involved slowly? Or?
Really, not very much. Just more, this farm was sold and there never was anyone working here. Just the odd ones you met a little bit, that's really, no, I must say, it's just, I was busy with other things and just very casual.
Mm-hmm. When was your next really formal contact with them then?
As I worked at a local doctor's office, there were some people that came. I don't think I treated them any different or, you know, didn't have any much closer contact. Maybe took a little extra time to explain something to them occasionally, but I didn't have any personal contact.
You have nurses training?
Not at that way back then. I do now. Yeah.
Oh, what do you have now?
You're a registered nurse. 5 years ago.
Okay, all right. At that point, you didn't have that, but you started working for a doctor as a receptionist. Okay. Were you able to use your low German then to talk to them, or?
It seems that particular family didn't really, or those few that were, they didn't need it all that much. They just had a bit of, some words possibly, but they
had enough English to get around. Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I have heard of some that may have, I think they've been here longer than that, but I only became aware of them
about 20 years ago. Yeah, okay. Once you finished, you quit working at the doctor's office then, and you went into nurses training or something?
Yes.
Then? Right thereafter. Oh, yeah. And what did you do when you completed nursing training?
I worked in a nursing home for a year. Well, first of all, I worked at Toronto in a hospital accounting office.
Oh.
Until I got a job closer to home in a nursing home for a year.
I see.
And then I was approached by NCC.
Okay. When was that? When you were approached by NCC and then you joined, right?
Yes.
When did you join?
That was in the spring of 77.
Okay. So like June of 77, approximately. Mm-hmm. All right. And what did they want you to do?
They asked for someone to help. They were looking for a nurse who could speak Low German, who would relate to these people from Mexico in assisting with health, social, educational needs, and what trying to relate to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rather a vague job description. I didn't just know what it was going to be, but
mm-hmm.
I was willing to give it a try and find out.
Where were you based when you were practicing?
In my local home area. Right.
Oh, in Leamington here.
Right here.
I see. And what did the work then consist of? Well, what did you end up doing?
Well, I tried to get to know people. I was introduced to the public health, and they introduced me to some, or actually went along with them to places where they had problems understanding where there was language problems. Usually that was the only places they asked me to come along with them.
Mm.
A few times, they thought maybe I'd be able to understand not only language-wise, but maybe I'd have a little better understanding for the people who ask to assist and come along with them.
Were you considered as a part of the public health unit?
No.
Your services were available to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that didn't really amount to not to as much as what I had thought it was. So then I just generally decided I'd try and make some house calls or try to get acquainted with some people. Another way I met them was, I went to on suggestion of the public health nurse to go to possibly check in once or twice a week on the OB floor and maybe meet some of the new mothers
mm-hmm.
there. And because many of them, even if they could speak fairly well, they weren't able to, the nurses didn't have time to help them fill out their birth certificates and the family allowance thing that came along with them. And generally, maybe it gave me an opportunity to get to introduce myself and to get to know them. So
mm-hmm.
I did meet some people that way. And then on Thursdays, when David Friesen came to Leamington, I usually assisted him at the Nicklin House.
Nicklin House?
Right. And then I also met the people which sometimes made further contact.
Mm-hmm. So you then sort of became involved in the immigration paperwork then as well?
Yes.
Helping David
yeah.
Friesen. When he wasn't around, you tried to do something with him too?
Yes.
Okay, he came every second week.
Twice
a month?
Yes.
Okay.
I ended up assisting people at the immigration or end up citizen. Not always, but when I was asked or occasionally.
Mm-hmm. That happened already when you were under the employ of NCC.
Right.
Or you were a volunteer with them then, right?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, and how long did you stay with NCC?
It was to be a year, and that was extended 3 months. Yes. 15 months.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Why was it extended? Because of the amount of work?
Well, originally I think it was supposed to be 18 months, and I said I'd only promise for a year.
I see.
And it was all left that way, and then, yeah, Alan was quitting. It was just after the year was over, they said, would I possibly could I stay another 3 months? I said, that's fine.
Okay, you mentioned Eleanor. Who's Eleanor?
Oh, Eleanor Matthews was the nurse that worked out of the, that volunteered with NCC for the Elmer office.
She was in Elmer.
The Elmer area.
So there were basically two then?
That's right.
You were here and she was over there.
That's right.
She was doing the same thing over there that you were doing?
Well, generally.
Okay. And then, but she quit then. Now, how long had she been doing it?
I think her turn, she had started a few months earlier.
Hmm.
And I think hers was exactly a year.
I see.
When she was doing this on that.
Well, was it, what was the reason for her quitting?
To go back to Paraguay on her, she was just on leave of absence from the mission field.
Oh, I see, so she went back that way.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess what I'm a little curious about is, was the feeling that there wasn't enough work to continue that, so that they didn't try to get somebody else to take over, or?
Yes, I think that was the,
Right,
this is what, my feeling was too. There, I didn't think it was a full time work, or at least I wasn't putting in full time, and I didn't know whether it was really necessary for NCC at this point, at this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so since that time, then you've been involved, continue to be involved with Dave Friedman's paperwork as well.
I have usually been there on Thursdays. Ethics County Community Council thought they'd like to see someone, they also realized I was doing some work, and they appreciated it, and they thought they'd like to be able to call on me occasionally. And if I'd stop in on Thursdays, or if it wasn't always suitable, if they knew I was doing something during the week, as long as I'd record something or show something that I was doing.
Did they help financially?
They reimbursed me $30 in 2 weeks.
Oh,
well, that was supposed to be for 3 hours.
Oh.
3 hours a week, but
it turned out to be more than that.
Yeah, quite a bit usually.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Are they still doing that?
Yeah.
They're still reimbursing. Okay.
I had worked for them occasionally, which was on top of that then, but as far as this particular week.
So you, what is the nature of your involvement now? You basically come in on Thursdays? Every Thursday? Or
yes.
Only when Dave Friedman is there?
No, I usually go in every Thursday morning.
People know that there'll be there, somebody there on Thursday morning. And
mm-hmm.
They come in. Do you get quite a few coming in? Is it very busy?
Depending, some weeks, yes. Occasionally, no one. Very unpredictable. But mm-hmm. There are people stopping at the house or phoning.
Oh, here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Quite regularly. Yeah.
It appears not overloading or anything, but almost there's hardly a day that at least there isn't one or two phone, either early in the morning or late at night or something at unpredictable time.